John Galsworthy, An Introduction. John Galsworthy was born in Kingston upon Thames in Surrey on August the 14th, 1867. The family was wealthy and well established. John was schooled at Harrow and New College, Oxford, before training as a barrister, but law was not for him. Galsworthy first published in 1897 with a collection of short stories entitled The Four Winds. Initially he published as John St. John, but after the death of his father in 1904, he published as John Galsworthy. Much of his early work was as plays for which he dealt with social issues and the class system. From there it was but a short step to the works for which he won the Nobel Prize, and for which he is so well remembered, the Forsyte Saga Trilogy. Although sympathetic to his characters, he reveals their insular, snobbish and somewhat greedy attitudes and suffocating moral codes. In his writing, he campaigns for prison reform, women's rights, animal welfare and the opposition of censorship, as well as a recurring theme of an unhappy marriage from the woman's side. John Galsworthy died from a brain tumour at his London home, Grove Lodge, Hampstead, on 31st of January 1933. In accordance with his will, he was cremated at Woking, with his ashes then being scattered over the South Downs from an aeroplane.
The Silence by John Galsworthy. 1. In a car of the Naples Express, a mining expert was diving into a bag of papers. The strong sunlight showed the fine wrinkles on his brown face and the shabbiness of his short, rough beard. A newspaper cutting slipped from his fingers. He picked it up, thinking, how the dickens did that get in here? It was from a colonial print of 3 years back, and he sat staring as if in that forlorn slip of yellow paper he had encountered some ghost from his past. These were the words he read. We hope that the setback to civilization, the check to commerce and development in this promising centre of our colony, may be but temporary, and that capital may again come to the rescue. Where one man was successful, others should surely not fail. We are convinced that it only needs... And the last words. For what can be sadder than to see the forest spreading its lengthening shadows like symbols of defeat over the untenanted dwellings of men? And where was once the merry chatter of human voices to pass by in the silence? On an afternoon 13 years before...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?